Hi, this is Chris from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. This survey is a quick survey. Now, to begin, are you registered to vote in North Carolina?
Yes, I am.
Thank you very much. And are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Thank you very much. Now, how likely are you to vote in this November's election for President and Governor of North Carolina? Is it very likely, somewhat likely, or not likely at all?
Very likely.
Thank you. And overall, how would you rate the local economy in your area of North Carolina? Is it excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Poor.
Thank you. And when it comes to the overall economy, which of these statements do you agree with more? Under President Biden and the Democrats, there are more jobs, higher wages, stronger protections for workers, and lower drug prices for seniors than ever before. They care about helping people. Or, under President Biden and the cost of living and inflation have skyrocketed, the cost of buying a home is out of reach for many young and working people, and his weak leadership and open borders are hurting America.
The person.
Thank you. Next, mark your opinion of each of the following people active in politics as either very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. First, we have Don Davis.
I don't know who it is.
Thank you. And then we have Joe Biden.
Very favorable.
Thank you. Then we have Kamala Harris.
Very favorable.
Lori Buckout, I'm sorry.
I don't know who that is.
Lori Buckout?
I don't know who
no.
it is.
Okay, that's fine. Now, then we have Donald Trump.
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. And last, we have Roy Cooper.
I don't know.
Okay, that's fine. Now,
don't
is this somewhat unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Oh, somewhat favorable. Thank you very much. Now, if this year's presidential election were held today, would you vote for Kamala Harris, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. And in this year's election for North Carolina governor, would you vote for Josh Stein, the Democrat, or Mark Robinson, the Republican, if you had to choose today?
Democrat.
Which one, I'm sorry?
The Democrat.
The Democrat. Thank you. And in the election for U.S. Congress from your area, which candidate would you choose if you had to vote today? Don Davis, the Democrat, Lori Buckout, the Republican, or Tom Bailey, a Libertarian?
Democrat.
Thank you. And do you belong to a credit union or not?
Nope.
And what is your gender? Is it male, female, other?
Female.
Thank you. And could you please tell me, is your age between 18 and 39, 40 and 54, 55 and 64, or 65 and over?
40 and 54.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself African American or black?
Yes.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself to be of any Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish ancestry?
Nope.
Thank you. Are you a member of either the military, military reserves, or a retired military veteran?
Family of a retired veteran.
Thank you. Oh, family, or are you a member?
Family.
Oh, family.
So how
should I record your answer? Because the question is, are you a member of either the military, military reserves, or a retired military veteran?
Retired veteran.
Okay, thank you very much. Now,
just to finish the
survey, answer yes or no if you regularly watch movies or shows on each of the following streaming services: Hulu,
What?
Hello? Yes. Can you please answer yes or no if you regularly watch movies or shows on each of the following streaming services? Hulu, yes or no?
Yes.
Peacock?
What?
Peacock?
Yes.
Then we have Paramount Plus?
Yes.
YouTube TV?
Yes.
Sling TV?
No.
Disney Plus?
Who?
Disney Plus.
Yes.
Then we have ESPN Plus.
No.
And Fubo. F-U-B-O.
Yes.
Thank you very much. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your time. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.